Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And speaking of Marietta Plastic Surgery, they just happen to be in the studio today. I'd like to welcome Dr. McNeil and Dr. Hannah to the studio. Guys, thanks for spending this gorgeous Saturday with us. And, you know, I want to talk to people who have maybe been looking in the mirror, passing by a mirror, and they're looking and they're thinking, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, that was a little tighter. That wasn't sagging. Maybe I'd like to do something about that. That's really starting to bother me. I don't feel as confident in my own skin as I used to. And maybe they're not ready for a full facelift, but there are a lot of things that you can do without going for a full facelift these days.
Hey, Belinda. Well, thank you for having us. We're excited to be here on a pretty day, and hope we have some good people driving around and listening to us, but your sentiments are absolutely what we hear all the time. And you look in the mirror and all of a sudden you don't look like you think you look and think you feel. And so we have, you know, surgical things that we do as well as non-surgical things, and the non-surgical things are extremely popular.
Okay, so I've had face tight and body tight. And that's T-I-T-E, and necktie, and I thought it was absolutely amazing. Is that what you're referring to?
Absolutely. That's one of the things we do. And so for the listeners, what face tight and body tight are, is they're a newer technology that's been available in the United States for about 15 months. Been available in Europe for about 9 years, and it's minimally invasive procedures that help tighten the skin. So as what you mentioned too, the neck and other areas of the body, and the recovery is very short, you know, somewhere between 2 and 4 days.
Oh, my recovery was even shorter than that.
Yeah, you didn't like to listen to the doctor's information and instructions.
No, I didn't.
But anyway,
I was back out in the next day.
Yeah, but you know, to speak to the power of the procedure, despite not doing what we asked you to do, you still turned out to have a great result. So that's even a better testament to the procedure itself.
Exactly. Okay, so what do you do? Give us a little indication about what's involved in that procedure.
So the benefit that this device or procedure has over what we had available in the past is it heats up the inside as well as the outside of the skin. All the other devices that we had available prior to this only heated the outside with either radio frequency or ultrasonic energy. So this procedure is minimally invasive because there's a very tiny probe that goes under the skin, but with that it can heat up the inside as well as the outside of the skin and get much more skin tightening than any device we had available before.
Now, I was completely awake for this, but you can be put to sleep.
You can. In fact, I did two procedures yesterday. One lady just took one little Valium and we talked the entire time we were doing her neck, and she was wanting me to watch it herself. She goes, "Can I watch?" And I was like, "Well, you can't really see your neck, you know."
Yeah,
so
sure.
I offered her, I said, "I'll film it for you and show you afterwards." So we filmed it and showed her afterwards, and she just talked the whole time, you know, and we discussed movies and kids and whatever, and she was totally comfortable. My other lady, we were doing something on her body, and she elected to go to sleep. So we have both things that we can do. One interesting thing real quickly about body tight and face tight is that at Marietta Plastic Surgery, we're really innovators in this technology. We were the first plastic surgeons in Georgia to have it. And there's not too many people who have it in Georgia, but we are one of the first. We are one of the innovators in that. And so we have the most experience with it, which I think is really important because your results do come with experience.
And so it's gradual. You don't wake up or go home and go, ta-da, I'm all done. It is a gradual healing, and as it heals, then it tightens.
You do see about 10% of the result right away, but it is a gradual result. It improves over time. So you see the majority of the result at about the three-month mark, but it will continue to tighten and get better throughout that first year. And I want to go back and say one more thing about choices of anesthesia.
Sure,
you can go to sleep or you can have a Valium, but I've had 9 or 10 patients now that have done it under just straight local, so they could drive themselves there and drive themselves home.
Okay, what is a local? What
local is anesthetic with lidocaine?
Okay, just the shot, a numbing shot
without any sedation.
Okay. Okay.
That's true. We've had a lot of patients do that as well, because some people don't want other people to know they're having it done. So they're like, can I drive myself home? And so it just depends on the person. So he's absolutely right. That's yet a third choice, which makes us really good. Back to when results happen, I think you can attest to this. Really, somewhere for neck tight, a lot of times we're seeing a really good result in that 4 to 6 week time frame.
Oh, absolutely.
But we like to under-promise and over-deliver. So as Dr. Hanna said, we say 3 months for the neck and for the body, we say it can take up to a year of still continuing to improve.
Folks, if you have questions for Dr. Hanna and Dr. McNeil, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we'd take your call. And if you have questions about other parts of the body that you would like to consider for plastic surgery, we can handle those too, 404-872-0750. Now, you were talking, you had some patients that you did on the thigh yesterday.
Absolutely. So it's great for tightening skin, and there's two ways to tighten skin. We can cut skin out, so people who lose 70-100 pounds with the weight loss procedure,
right,
or something like that, this isn't the ideal procedure for them. But the person who's just trying to get a little bit more tone to their skin, or who wants liposuction, for example, to their inner thighs or their arms, this is a great way to get additional tightening of the skin in those areas without necessarily having to make an incision and a scar.
Okay, you brought up arms. Okay, I am really, really sick to death of these bingo wings that I call them. I mean, my high Helens. And even my son, as I was driving yesterday, reached over and went blum, 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 blum. So what, please God, tell me, can be done about these?
So again, prior to us having the availability of this device, really your only option was to have a brachioplasty or an arm lift, which gives very tight results, but it does result in a scar from basically the armpit to the elbow.
Okay.
So with this device, we can do liposuction to remove volume and then use the body tight to tighten the skin, so you can avoid having that long scar.
So you would need to be put to sleep for that?
You don't have to be, but typically I found on the body procedures, most people prefer to be asleep, but you certainly could do it again with oral sedation like a Valium.
Yeah, okay. I think probably on the arms, it's probably about 70% prefer to go to sleep. About 30% might do it awake or with a little bit of sedation. It boils down to, it depends on everybody's tolerance for something like that. And we all have different tolerances, and we all kind of know, if that's our deal or it's not our deal. And so as Dr. Hanna said earlier, we've had people who are like, oh, I've had natural childbirth. I want to be awake when I do that. And we're like, yeah, if you've done that, you can handle it. So let's do it.
So how well can, because I feel a lot of muscle or, structural stuff in there. I mean, how successful is it?
Well, typically a good rule of thumb is if you just do liposuction, you get about 10% tightening to the skin. And if you do body tight, you get about 25 to 30% tightening of the skin. So it's 2 to 3 times better than just liposuction alone. Now, if we remove skin, we're going to get you know, 1,000% in, you know, increase, or at least 150-200% increase. So it's not that dramatic for the people who've lost a ton of weight. But for most people who just have some laxity, they're uncomfortable with it, they'd like to have some improvement, they're not trying to have, you know, the arms of a 16-year-old.
But it's, I am.
Well, we have something for that, as Dr. Hannah alluded. That's for sure. So, but, you know, they're all trade-offs. But that's one thing that we love about being board-certified plastic surgeons, is that we offer the latest surgical treatments as well as non-surgical or minimally invasive treatments. We're really jacks of all trades with that.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Folks, if you want to give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And speak with Debbie in Cumming. Debbie, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm good. I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Can they give us an idea of the cost, and is there an age that you recommend people not do additional treatments of this type?
Of which procedure are you referring to, Debbie?
The tight.
To what area of your body?
I guess the marionette lines kind of pull that back or tighten it or whatever.
Okay, so...
like on the jaw.
Whatever. Right.
Because I really... I think I have pretty good skin, but I'm past 70, so should I just say, okay, this is good?
So Debbie, thank you for calling. We really do appreciate it. As far as, you know, results, you know, obviously we would need to see you in consultation and examine you and to give you the best options for you. With us, we have this device, but we also have the options for surgical procedures. And a surgical procedure is always going to give you the tightest, longest lasting result. But this device really avoids general anesthesia, avoids scars, and can give you tightening, but it's not going to be as tight as a surgical procedure. So in evaluation, we would evaluate the laxity of your skin and talk to you about what your goals are and choose the best option for you.
To answer some of her questions, you know, I think that if you have good skin, you may be a candidate. I've done 68 and 70-year-olds treatments before, and the price, depending on anesthesia and stuff, is probably between $2,500 and $3,800.
Okay. I hope that helps, Debbie. Thank you for your call. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. This is one of my favorite shows that I do with you guys, is talking about plastic surgery and helping people feel their absolute best about themselves. And I wouldn't trust anybody other than the folks at Marietta Plastic Surgery. They are hands down the best at what they do. I have Drs. McNeil and Dr. Hannah in the studio with me. If you would like to join us, if you have a question that you would like answered, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Daniel in Madison. You're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. I got a question on the tight procedure. How long are the results good for, and is there a maintenance program to keep it up?
So as we said earlier, your result continues to improve up to a year after the procedure, but it's like any surgical procedure. You know, we turn back the hands of time, but we don't stop the aging process. And so typically with this procedure, we do recommend 2 years afterwards to have a little maintenance external treatment like a protege, just for continuing
a booster.
But again, as long as you maintain these things, the result can last.
Okay, so is the booster the same procedure? Is it just it sounds like a smaller?
It's a smaller external procedure done by our esthetician.
I got you. All right, well, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you for your call. And this face tight and body tight can work wonders if you are not quite ready for a full facelift, a full thigh lift, and full, what was the word for the bingo wheels?
Arm lift or brachioplasty.
Brachioplasty, an arm lift. So there are so many options out there that give you great results that are less evasive. And so we want you to call in and talk to us. And we're taking other questions from you on plastic surgery. You can call in at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. John, hold on. You're coming up next. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And that's what we're doing, helping you live the best possible life in your own skin. And happy about that. Marietta Plastic Surgery is live in the studio with us with Dr. McNeil and Dr. Hannah. And we're talking about face tight, neck tight, getting rid of those bat wings, those bingo wings, which I'm all excited about. I'll be calling Monday morning. But we want to talk to you right now at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. It's 36 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we're going to the phone lines and speak with Gina. Gina in Roswell, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I want to know what the success rate is of restoring the elderly nose. Mine is separating, the tip is kind of separating, it's kind of dipping in the middle, and this is inherited from my mother. So I read about it, and it says cartilage and, you know, going in to tighten the tip, but does that really work?
Gina, thanks for calling. An interesting question. When we saw restoring the elderly nose, we were hypothesizing what your question was actually going to be. So we actually had down what you asked about as one of our two choices. So there's a couple of things that we do when the tip starts to hang as we get older. And some of it can be actually using something like Botox or Dysport to help lift the tip. Sometimes if you really go to somebody who knows what they're doing, they'll actually inject filler into a nose, but you got to be super, super careful who you choose to go to for something like that, because there can be some complications if they don't know the anatomy very well. And then, of course, there's rhinoplasty, which is, you know, nasal surgery, where we can go in and we can change the cartilage, change the skin, change the bone. When you mention a dipping, you know, kind of in the middle of your nose, I presume you mean from the profile view. That you have
a
little bit of
front view. It's just the cartilage appears to be gone.
Yeah, everything goes with age, right? That's not fair. So anyway, there are some things that we do with Botox, with fillers, and sometimes people like to try those things to try it on to see how it'll look. And then if they like it and they're looking for a longer term solution, then it's most likely going to be something that's in the surgical realm, with some type of a rhinoplasty.
Great. I think I might want to try that.
Okay. We'd love to see you, Gina. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. And if Gina would like to get in touch with you, how does she do that?
Oh, that would be awesome. So our phones are open Monday through Friday, pretty much from 8 to 5. 770-425-0118. And you don't have to write that down and crash in the car. It's MariettaPlasticSurgery.com. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who take advantage of our good business. So if you go to MariettaPlasticSurgery.com, make sure you click on us, because there's a lot of people who try to play off of us.
Oh, dirty, dirty. Okay, let's go to the phone lines again and speak with, I think it's Trina in Atlanta. You're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm really good. I'm calling to just give a compliment to Dr. McNeil. I actually had body tight done yesterday, and I can't tell you what a great experience it was for me coming into the office between the staff and the nurses, and how well I was taken care of, and how he listened to my concerns. I just wanted to recommend Marietta Plastic Surgery to anybody that I will know, and I just called to give a compliment.
Oh, you're a sweetie. Thank you so much. Isn't it the greatest thing? And listen, you think you're happy now? Wait a while. You're going to be really happy in a few weeks.
I can't wait for the results.
Wait, Trina, thank you so much. You doing well today? I talked to you last night, so.
I'm doing great. I can't tell you how great I feel. I mean, it's just remarkable.
Awesome.
And I can't wait for the results.
Thank you so much.
Well, I know you, and I don't think you needed it at all. You were in great shape. So good luck to you, and I hope it's everything you wanted it to be. And so we wish her success on that. And that's good to hear that the day
that's
after,
awesome.
She's just perking right along.
It's like we said, the recovery's pretty darn easy. If you can do it awake and you can do it in twilight, or you can do it asleep, and then the next day you're just going along. That's great.
Yes.
Some people even go out on dates the next day.
Some people do. Without the permission of their doctor. Okay, Michael in Atlanta, you're on WSV. How are you today?
I'm fine, Belinda. How are you doing?
I am great, sweetheart. What's your question?
Well, I work in the film and television industry that is extremely big in Atlanta, like you probably know.
Yes.
And it is absolutely true that the camera does lift and separate, and it does add 10 pounds to you.
Well, switch on over to radio. It takes 10 pounds off.
Well, I have heard a lot about Marietta Plastic Surgery, and to be honest with you, if Belinda Skelton is endorsing it, you know, the way she's done Woodham's Eye Clinic, and I had stuff done at Woodham's Eye Clinic, then I figured it's worth calling about to find out about this liposuction procedure that I'm thinking about, because I work out 6 days a week. I'm trying to get to a certain body fat percentage, and I want to know what's the difference between this smart lipo that I've heard about at another place and regular liposuction, and will it get me to my goal quicker than, you know, with all of my healthy lifestyle? Can I get there in a quicker period of time just by doing regular liposuction?
Well, thank you for the call. Obviously, we all have struggles with weight, and you get to a point where you're dieting and exercising, and you just have these areas that you just can't get rid of. And so liposuction is a great procedure for addressing these stubborn areas. As your question is, smart lipo versus traditional lipo, smart lipo utilizes a laser to hopefully get some skin tightening during the procedure. It's similar to what we were talking about with the body tight. Our body tight procedure is a safe option because it has these sensors in the tips that will not allow the temperature to get too high to cause a burn. And so we feel in our practice, the liposuction with the body tight gives ultimate results.
Yeah, if I can add on to that, Michael, you know, when it comes to do you continue to work out and try to be healthy, that's always a good thing to do. But the problem is you get areas of your body, especially as we get older, that you just can't lose the weight in that spot. So the nice thing about body tight or liposuction or even smart liposuction is that we can really go after that one area that you can't really tell your body to lose weight there with diet and exercise. So we can spot reduce that spot.
So can I get like it done in a specific area, like under my chin and, you know, my abs, if I just wanted to focus on that? And can I come in and get like a free consultation to talk about this with you guys?
So absolutely. Those areas are two of the more common areas that we treat. And as we were saying earlier today, if you happen to have been listening, we did face tight, which is body tight to the neck, yesterday with the lady totally awake. We do all those other areas, and consultations with us are usually at a fee, but if you fill out your paperwork online ahead of time, we'll waive that fee because we know you're serious about coming in. So if you just give us a call, we will set that up for you, Michael.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said, I've contemplated this, and this may get to help me to get to my goal a little bit faster. And Belinda, I hope you have a wonderful Saturday.
I will, now that you've called, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay, darling. Thanks for your call. Good luck. And you know what? A lot of jobs do depend on the way you look.
Absolutely. You know, of course, in the media or in television and film, like Mike Michael was saying he was involved in, it really does. But even in sales, we have people coming in who do sales and they're successful, but they're starting to age. There's newer people coming up. They have a lot of experience. They don't want to look tired or unfriendly.
You've got to have that edge.
Yeah. So the nice thing about injectables and things like that is you can help people look better, you know, just with a few minutes in the office with us.
And it gives you more confidence, which is going to help you become more of a better salesperson, a better employee, a better spouse, a better parent. So it just goes a long way in all across the fields of your life. And let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Phil and Alpharetta. You're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What can we help you with?
Well, back in the day, I used to do a whole lot of chin-ups, dips, and shoulder stuff, rows and stuff. So got the old triceps going, and then later on I stopped doing that, but I've still got the size in the arm, but the muscle's not there. It's a sailboat arm. What can you do to help out the tricep sailboat arm where the tricep isn't there anymore?
I think what you're talking about is very similar to what Belinda was saying with the bingo arm or the bat wing arm. If it's excess skin or tissue, there are two options. To get the tightest result would be an arm lift or a brachioplasty, and that would require a scar from the armpit to the elbow, but that definitely gives it the tightest result. We can also have the options of what we've been discussing today, which is liposuction to remove volume and body tight to tighten the skin to decrease the circumference of your arm and give you some skin tightening. So those would probably be the two options that we'd be talking about with you.
After that, would I still get the ripped and shredded look that many 20-year-olds boast of before they, of course, have experienced maturity and only have knowledge?
So as far as the ripped muscle look, you know, obviously that requires, you know, weightlifting and working out to get that muscle tone. What we're discussing is just to remove or to address excess volume of fat and tightening of skin.
And then the muscles show and like Belinda was saying, the edge, you get the edge back, right?
Yeah, you get your edge back once you feel better about yourself.
Well, once I look better than the 20-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go in together, Phil, and get this done, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for your call. It's 47 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're speaking with Marietta Plastic Surgeons, Dr. McNeil and Dr. Hannah. We're going to take our final break with them. We'll be back right after this with your calls. Stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now, back to Belinda Skelton.
Thanks, Scott. And we're speaking with the Marietta Plastic Surgeons, Dr. McNeil and Dr. Hannah. We're going to take a quick call here from Diane in Fayetteville. You're on WSB. Diane, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes. What's your question?
I'd like to know if there is an age limit on having work done. I'm 69, and I'd like to have some lipo done on my back and probably thighs, and some fillers for these parentheses on my my face. I call them parentheses.
Yeah, marionette lines.
Yeah.
Good.
And I call my arms angel wings because I've already got my wings.
That's a better term than mine.
So is there an age limit that you would not recommend?
Okay. Hey, Diane, thank you for calling, and that's a very good question. So the fillers for those lines on your face, we do people in your age range every day, and you know they're from 20 on up years of age that we can do those. Unfortunately, sometimes the little older we are, maybe we need a little bit more product just to fill those things out, so definitely no issues with that. And then the second thing on body contouring and things like that, there's really no age range. We think of it, it's more the way you act than the way your age is. But what we do is we want to be super safe. We're board certified plastic surgeons, so we just make sure that your primary care doctor agrees that you're a low risk.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, we want you in the capable hands of someone great. So Marietta Plastic Surgery, how can they get in touch with you?
Thanks. We've really enjoyed being on the show today. We've had a lot of great calls. It's been a lot of energy and fun. So thank you for having us. And MariettaPlasticSurgery.com is the best way on the weekends. And 770-425-0118 is our number.
Okay, I'm calling you Monday for my bat wings. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Coming up next hour is virtual imaging. Stay tuned. Coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.